With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal appeals court panel refuses to delay Steve Bannon's prison sentence.
In a 2-1 vote, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has rejected Steve Bannon's bid to stay out of prison while he fights his conviction for defying a congressional subpoena. The Trump ally is supposed to report to prison by July 1st to begin serving a 4-month sentence for contempt of Congress. Bannon was convicted on 2 counts, one for refusing to sit for a deposition with the House January 6th committee that investigated the Capitol riot, and the other for refusing to provide documents related to his involvement in Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Bannon's lawyers say the case raises serious legal questions that will likely need to be resolved by the Supreme Court. But prosecutors say he's asking for special treatment that doesn't conform with the principle of equal justice under the law. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The panel voted 2-1 with Judge Cornelia Pillard, a Barack Obama nominee, and Judge Bradley Garcia, a Joe Biden nominee, in the majority. Attorneys for President Trump are demanding the judge who oversaw the New York civil fraud trial recuse himself from the case. The move comes amid allegations the judge improperly discussed the case with a real estate lawyer before issuing the $454 million penalty ruling. In February, the lawyer said he approached the judge and addressed the case. Trump's lawyers say the reports raise questions about outside influence. A Florida judge will decide if special counsel Jack Smith can remain on President Trump's classified documents case. Judge Eileen Cannon will hold hearings today and Monday to determine if Smith can continue to lead the prosecution's case. Trump's lawyers say his appointment was unconstitutional. Charges are dropped against the majority of Columbia University pro-Hamas protesters. This is SRN News. Colorado expands assisted suicide, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, nurses will be allowed to evaluate patients and give them drugs with which they can take their own life. The new law reduces the waiting period from 2 weeks to 1 and allows doctors to waive the wait entirely if they wish to. As more states embrace assisted suicide, pro-life advocates warn that a right to die will quickly become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot. He's attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over opposing abortion. It's quite a reframing for Casey. He once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Casey, whose race is seen as crucial to Democrats' effort to defend their razor-thin Senate majority, is outraged the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The IRS is examining pandemic-era credit claims.
The Internal Revenue Service has a review of 1 million claims for the Employee Retention Credit, representing $86 billion, shows the vast majority are at risk of being improper. The ERC was designed to help businesses retain employees during pandemic-era shutdowns, but it quickly became a magnet for fraud. Its complex eligibility rules allowed scammers to target small businesses, offering help applying for the ERC for a fee, even if they didn't qualify. The IRS says about 10 to 20% of the 1 million claims show clear signs of being erroneous, and tens of thousands of those will be denied in coming weeks. I'm Norman Hall.
AT&T must continue providing landline service in California. State utility regulators rejected a bid by AT&T to drop the service for much of the state. More details at srnnews.com.